new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we go into the second hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. You know, I didn't even ask the obvious question about that little thing with ABC World News tonight. I got two questions about that. Actually, I got three. Okay? Which school was this? Were the parents of these children notified that they were going to take part in a memory test? And what were the guns doing in the school? Who brought the guns to the school? Now, I don't know the individual Florida statutes. Maybe it was totally legal to do that. Who thought it was a smoking hot idea to let a child pick up a gun and examine it and, you know, go eyeball to barrel with it and look at it from every angle? That is the height of irresponsibility. All based upon a stupid Yale study that proves that gangbangers killed each other. That's what it proves. And why he felt the need to do a study in the first place to take it to that length is beyond me. And why, I'd like to know who instigated the video. I'd like to know if this was a World News Tonight thing or if it was a school thing. Who were these unwitting children that they set up to do a bunch of unsafe acts? Which adults said this was a smoking hot idea? Right now, we are in the middle of an extreme cold weather influence. And for those of us that carry a concealed, that can mean that we are carrying a gun underneath a whole bunch of layers. And this is coming from the desk of my friend Rick Ector out of Legally Armed in Detroit. He's been on the show many times. Being in Michigan, well, I'm sure that he does have a few layers between him and his Smith & Wesson MFP. Winter is not an extreme winter, unless we really are in the cooling off period instead of the warming period. Is not that long of a season. So the topic gets lost in the shuffle. This year we've had the polar vortex. We've had it twice now, and the winter isn't over yet. That's in a nutshell. This is where the weather's very cold, and Arctic weather conditions drop down geographically from Canada into our area of the country, the Midwest, and it makes it to the Southeast, the Northeast. It just spreads. As it gets colder, people put on more layers or heavier coats or whatever. But this takes the concealed carrier and puts them at somewhat of a disadvantage. Now, what I've had to do, okay, I like to carry guns like this, like a full-size 1911, full-size Glock, full-size SIG. I like a full-size gun. Smallest gun I had recently, until recently, was a Glock 26, which is still a thick slab of steel. Now, I'm discovered that with all of these layers necessary, I have to carry something like this, like this little snub 38, this Smith & Wesson bodyguard that has a little laser sight on it and everything else. Now, this can disappear in my jacket pocket. What am I giving up? That's the question. What am I giving up having to carry that gun? I'm giving up capacity. Yes, I can handle speed. I can handle speed loaders. I can carry speed loaders, but at the same time, I'm adding to the loop. I have trained almost up to this point exclusively with semi-autos, so I'm having to get a little intensive with working with the revolver. No, we didn't get ice. We got snow, which changed ice after it melted and froze again. First item to be addressed in extreme cold weather, if you're a gun owner or gun carrier, is your hands. Should you wear gloves or do without them altogether to preserve your ability to properly handle and operate a firearm? If you forego gloves during an Arctic temperature, for a prolonged period of time, you're going to compromise your health. The wind is going to take care of you. The cold temperature is going to take care of you. If you're in a cold, if cold weather exposure is over a very brief period of time, that can be the solution. Yes, you can go without gloves. But if you're going to be out and about for a prolonged period of time, then you're going to have to do a little bit of experimentation. Okay, I think we have somebody on the line, Ed. I don't know where you're at. What can I do for you?
Hey, Ted from Kentucky. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. One, a friend of mine in this cold weather wears driving gloves, and he has what he calls a pocket puppy. It's one of those little 380s.
Right.
And fits great. It is go pocket. And he says with the driver's gloves, he has their leather, he says, and they're skin tight.
Right.
He says, but your hands are still warm. He says, yet it still makes it movable to where he can pull out his pocket puppy and use it without no problem. Anyway, I was sitting here listening to you, and I was like, they brought a gun into a school
to
watch these kids, you know, with candy and crayons and coloring books and a weapon. And I'm like, just goes to show that a higher education isn't always a good thing.
Isn't that how they used to, I mean, when they were warning kids, didn't they used to say, now if a man comes up with a cloth that smells like chloroform and some candy and wants you to get in his panel van, don't take the candy.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't that what they used to warn them to do, not to do? Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't talk to strangers. Don't go near their vehicle. Scream, holler, make noise, you know, to deter. That's what they used to teach us. But that's not being taught no more.
Well, of course not, because they've had to shift the dynamic. They've got to make a political agenda point.
Well, see, here's the thing. Those educated idiots, EIs, that's what I used to call them, that are making these so-called laws, one, do they understand that when crap hits the fan, their so-called bodyguards and security force, whatever, they're going to haul butt?
I don't think they do.
And then they're going to be standing there, and lo and behold, Bill, who's going to be there to protect them, us veterans? And what are we going to be carrying? Weapons. Why? Because, one, we're trained to use them. We know how to use them. We know how to manipulate them. And we're trained for them. Duh. And, you know, I look at it like this. And, you know, I played this scenario out over and over and over. And I still can't figure this out. These people in Department of Homeland Stupidity.
I'll tell you what, Ed, if you will, hold your thought on the Department of Homeland Stupidity for about 5 minutes, if you will. Let me go through this break, and I'll let you talk about the land of Napolitano. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Ed in Kentucky. He was about to start talking about Lucy Napolitano's little group, even though I know she doesn't run it anymore. What were you going to say about the Department of Homeland Stupidity? Ed?
Well, you know, Bill, it's like this. One, if I worked for any agency, it wouldn't be with the FBI. It definitely wouldn't be with the Department of Homeland Stupidity. I mean, back in the day, police officers and law enforcement had morals. I mean, not all of them are bad, not all. I mean, there's some that are trying to do their job, know what the hell's going on, and everything else, but they're outnumbered. I mean, the FBI used to, you know, stands for what? Fidelity, bravery, and integrity? It doesn't stand for that no more. It stands for fools, backstabbers, and idiots. Did you know that, I don't know if you knew this, but when Ronald Reagan was in office and he went through that Iranian hostage crisis, weapons deal and gun trade stuff and stuff, do you know he took away a lot of the U.S. Marshal's power?
Well, I'm sure he did. I mean, he took a lot. He actually did something which was a little disingenuous of him to do,
why he did it, and his wife had him do this, was he knew that a U.S. Marshal could arrest them all for treason on the spot and go after the bad guys, regardless what country they're in. If you violate a U.S. Marshal's oath, used to be, you violate a law against the United States or its citizens, they go after you, no matter what country you're in. They will go after you. They can't do that no more. And because of Mr. Reagan, okay, that started the whole ball rolling oath. Now you got this Department of Homeland Stupidity. Do these guys understand when they go to work that, one, there are veterans in their neighborhood with guns, that, one, that probably loathe them, and I'm being polite.
One thing about the Department of Homeland Security, and I don't know if you know this or not, but if you don't, you may. But, I mean, there are no sworn officers that have a badge that say DHS on it. They're all tasked from DEA, ICE, and the Border Patrol. And I wonder what would happen when stuff started happening that was bad, whether those agencies would call them back and say, we need all hands on deck, and, you know, the Department of Homeland Security secretary is standing around looking at an empty room.
I mean, do these guys understand when they go to work what they're actually going to be asked to do?
Do they understand? I don't know. Because you're
talking about going against, you know, your own family, who may be veterans and pro-Second Amendment and pro-Constitution and pro-freedom. Are you going to put a bullet in your own family?
See, I don't think they're all going to go for that. I mean, yeah, they're working for the man right now. And soon, there'll be a Republican president. They'll be working for the man then. The best thing that could happen would be to just get rid of that cabinet spot and not have a Homeland Security Secretary and just do away with the whole mechanism in and of itself. But I just don't think, you know, those law enforcement guys, no matter what agency they're in, live in a house on a street somewhere in America.
Yeah.
So should things start to go deep south, those guys are not going to be focused on, well, I must do my job and make sure that I do the mandate given to me by the DHS. They're going to be saying, I got to go home.
Yep, yep. And so, here's the thing, Bill. I got an Instagram. You know, I want, you know, I'm on Instagram. You ever hear of it?
I just don't ever use it.
Well, see, I did it. And it's the best thing I did because I've been spreading everything what's going on. And I actually got a few soldiers on my following list, and they actually know what the hell's going on. And I got the number. I got close to an Army Ranger, and I says, "Do any of your friends on active duty now know what the hell's going on?" He goes, "Ed," he goes, "we're awake." He goes, "We know." I'm like, super cool. And you'd be surprised how many civilians that I get in contact with that see my pictures of what's going on, actually punch up. Hey, man, cool. Well, you know, thanks for waking us up. You know, thanks for, and yes, Bill, I even put RBN on there. Oh, yeah. I put Alex Jones and I put RBN. And that way, you know, wake up, you know, because I want people to know what the hell's going on. I mean, that's my job as a soldier. I'm sworn.
Well,
to serve, protect, uphold, defend the Constitution. That means in this country. That means it's people. So if I don't tell them, who is?
Well, all I'll say, you know, I've known that. I'm glad you've gone out and verified it, though. I've trusted it up to this point, and you've gone out and verified it. So that's always a good way to go. But, you know, all of this bluster that we keep hearing from them is exactly that. I don't think they have the will or the guts to pull that switch or to flip that switch and go deep south on us, because they're gonna be watching the largest wholesale desertion they've ever seen in their lives.
Well,
and that would throw them way, you know, if the federal government did that and they said, all right, we're clamping down on martial law. Send out the people that enforce it. They've all deserted, sir. Did we already send out the press communique about the martial law part? Yes, sir. Let's heat up the plane. Because they're going to have to get out of town at that point. They're not going to be sitting around going, well, I'm the president.
Well, the thing is, you know what? The president might have, you know, I mean, he might have seen an Abrams tank. Oh, that's pretty. That's nice. But has he ever stirred up the barrel of one? Because, you know, the thing is, he's trying to put these troops all over the world to keep the defenders of this nation away. Well, here's the deal. They hear that, and they will hear it. Because, see, the 300 he fired, he just made 300 strong patriots.
Sure.
That will get with their old buddies from the service that they served with. And the thing is, when the White House is surrounded, that Secret Service unit, that staff is going to go, wait a minute, we're outnumbered. Yes, yeah. You are. And outgunned. And here's the deal. Those missing nukes, why do you think they're missing? Because they didn't want a dictator to get a hold of them. Do you know, honestly, and I read it and I heard this, every officer that carries the football.
Yeah.
Never let him around it, and never let him around, and never let him know the launch codes.
Well, he's got his mobile phone. He'll just text somebody. That's his new thing. I got a phone. I got a PIN. Check it out, Ed. I'm about to run out of time. I'm going into the next break. Thanks for the call, buddy.
You be good.
Thank you, sir. I'm not worried about the federal government. It's the gangs I'm worried about. Now they, on the other hand, they'll be quite motivated. Oh yes, sir. When we get back, we're going to go back to talking about carrying a gun in cold weather, how to do it, the best way to do it, how not to compromise your safety for comfort. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
Welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about cold weather carry. We were talking about gloves. Now, when I was in the Army, we had extreme cold weather gloves and we had regular gloves. We had glove shells and inserts. And the glove shells and inserts work pretty good, with the exception when it really got cold. But after you became acclimated to the weather in Western Europe, I very rarely went to the trigger finger mittens, simply because it was sort of like, even with the trigger finger in them, it was sort of like being a walrus and trying to get something in the trigger guard. You know, we weren't as technologically advanced as they are today, so we ended up just taking scissors and cutting the trigger finger out of those gloves. And, of course, then your fingertip suffered from exposure. But that was the best we could do. Nowadays they have what they refer to as combat gloves, which are, depending on what kind you buy, you can get them insulated with, various things. You can get them skin tight. Keeping the wind off of your hands goes a long way to keeping them from suffering from exposure. It does involve practicing drawing and putting your finger in the trigger guard with that, because it is a different feel. It's a different touch. But it is doable. Now, as far as drawing your gun, if you can't draw your gun, that is tantamount to not having one. Now, in Michigan, where Rick lives, you can open carry. All right? The smartest thing that, because some of the jackets that I wear are what they refer to as a car coat cut length. So it comes down past my waist. The smartest thing I could possibly do if I could open carry where I'm at would be to go with a drop leg rig. That's when it becomes, completely practical at that point, because you're dropping. The whole thing about the drop leg rig is that it's below your equipment to where it doesn't get in the way. Same thing would happen with a coat unless you're wearing a overcoat. Still, a drop leg rig would work better because it's open and on top. What I've resorted to is carrying a smaller gun and having it in a pocket, having it on top of the layers. The other thing you could do is abandon the waist as a carry option altogether and go to a shoulder holster. Then you're just zipping something down and you're reaching inside up high without having to pull anything up. It's easier to zip something down and reach in than it is to pull it up, grab the gun, and make sure you clear it. So there's different ways to do that. Open carry would be great. Open carry would be great. And wherever it's legal to do, well, it's sort of a lifestyle that you have to adapt to if you're going to do it. The overall consideration here, or point to be made, is that if you can't get your gun when you need it the most, which is during a violent attack, on a very functional level, you are no different from someone who does not carry one. So you've got to take steps. You need to look at alternative methods of carry that should be explored. He advocates, like I do, gun in coat pocket. Then it's really quick. I don't even have to draw it. They just be looking at me and all, you know, they see this hole come out of my coat and be looking around going, I feel cold. The only problem with carrying in a pocket is this. It is not in a holster. It's not in a holster. Although I have an idea of how to address that too. I only have, since I'm right-handed, I would only have to do it on my right side because I am predominantly strong-sided. I'm thinking about sewing some loop Velcro on the inside of the pocket and then getting some sort of a holster and gluing the loop, not the loop, the hook part of the Velcro on the back of that, and then sticking the holster in there, holding the gun in there. Now, it's going to be a small gun. It's going to be like my little 38 Special I just showed on camera. But it's then in a holster. And the reason you do that is if you forget that your gun is in the pocket, which a little gun has this tendency of not weighing much, you don't want something to get caught in that trigger guard and pull the trigger. That is a, without a holster covering that, that is a possibility. If you have, there are holsters for every occasion now. I mean, ladies, there are thigh holsters that work the same way as a garter. They're in the same position. If you have to wear a dress. For women and men, there are ankle holsters. There are holsters that in shirts. They call them, what do they call them? Compression concealment shirts. With me, it's probably either going to be a pocket holster or it's going to be a shoulder holster. You do not want to be part of a dangerous mishap by not having your weapon in a holster. At the end of the day, it is important to assess everything you're doing. It is important to assess everything you're doing. I have one coat that is not going to be an issue. I could carry concealed on my hip inside the waistband and get in with that coat, make a sweep with my drawing hand and draw it with no problem. I have another coat that's not going to be the problem at all. It's going to be all kinds of problems. So it's going to have to be in the pocket. The jackets are the same way. So every time you're putting something together, you need to assess how that's going to work for you. And you need to assess whether or not you're going to be able to draw it. And if you cannot draw the gun, then it's the same thing as not having one at all. What does that tell you? It means you need to put on that coat and practice how you're going to carry that gun. That's what it tells you. It's all part of training. It's all part of the loop. It's all part of everything that you do. Whatever option you're going to choose, please ensure your personal success by practicing and taking the appropriate safety equipment precautions. Read that to mean holsters. You can find things like combat gloves, a couple of name brands that make combat gloves, or Camelback. I think Wiley X may make a few. I know they make sunglasses. Oakley makes some very high-priced ones. The ones that I think are probably the least expensive and just as durable as anybody out there are mechanics wear. Now, some of the combat gloves out there, like the Oakley combat gloves that I have what they refer to as the pilot glove. And it has a big overbuilt knuckle on it. And believe me, you're not driving to the bank wearing those on your hands because it looks like you're getting ready to punch somebody. That's why it has an overbuilt knuckle. Oakley also makes a pair that are just leather that has no overbuilt knuckle on them. You can drag them on. They look like golf gloves on both hands. Any kind of glove you get, though, just make sure that you need to try it. I mean, stick your hand, if you put on some gloves, stick your hands in the coldest place. Get them out there in the cold where it's at right now. Stick your hand out the window when you're driving down the car. See how well it protects them from the cold. Then unload your weapon. Make sure it's clear. Make sure it's clear. Make sure it's clear 6-7 different times. And then practice drawing your gun. Practice getting your finger in the trigger gun. Every time you add something to the mix, make sure that that part becomes integrated into your system, your self-defense system. And mechanics wear, I think, you can find combat gloves anywhere from $30 to, the Oakleys cost $80. I don't know, Mark. I don't know exactly what you're referring to there, the trigger pop-out blocks. Oh, no, I don't think I would have one of those. I would not have one of those. No, no, I wouldn't have one. Yeah, you don't want to add anything to your gun to make it safer. Because that means in order to make it dangerous, you have to take that thing out. And you may not have that luxury of time. Padded palm gloves, as long as you can grip the gun. Everything has to come to one, everything has to work to one goal, to one end place, which is going to be manipulating the firearm safely and effectively. That's the end goal. No matter how you get there is fine. I don't care. I don't care. But do the work. Take the time. Do the due diligence. It's worth it. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One thing that I've noticed is that one of the things the gun grabbers like to do is they like to go out and get a shooting victim that survives. Colin Goddard, he was a victim of the Virginia Tech shooting, and he was the mouthpiece for a while for the Brady campaign. And now we have Gabrielle Giffords. Now, let me make a couple things clear. I feel for anybody that gets shot on occasion, like Giffords and Goddard got shot. And the fact that Gabrielle Giffords is making enough of a comeback, enough of a recovery, to be a gun grabber, I'm glad she's making a recovery. I'm glad that's happening. But let's call things the way they are. Being shot does not make you an authority on crime or defensive gun use or whether or not that actually happens. And it's certainly, if you're an American and you get shot, well, those rights are still in place, whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not. These people should not be placed on a pedestal above criticism. They are being saintly is not part of their thing. Okay? Now, Ms. Giffords, her status as a victim is central to her support of gun control. Even when it is not mentioned directly, when it is done frequently, it exists behind everything she says. This idea that she stands up and says, even when she doesn't bring it up, you're looking at her and you know she's a victim. This subtle pressure that her opinions are beyond reproach because she's been shot by a mass shooter. So she must be knowledgeable about how they work. She must be an authority. It's an emotional argument. She knows how the one worked that shot her. That's what she knows. We don't have the luxury of letting that slide. And she should enjoy no special status as a sainted victim of violence. We have to call this argument out for what it is, and it's an emotional-based, agenda-driven bit of propaganda. Now, if you want to get out there and say, if you want to superimpose different things on them, you could say, I was T-boned by a drunk driver. Thus, I am an expert on drunk driving. Now, the proof, the proof is in the pudding. The truth is, you're probably not. You are motivated to curb drunk driving because it hurts you. You can. Now, a shooting victim, a victim of a mass shooting, can educate themselves in such a degree to where they could become an expert on the topic. I suspect that if they're intellectually honest with themselves, it would not be something they would pursue. Anyone, though, can learn, and anyone can become educated. Asserting that someone has authority of firearms issues because they got shot is sort of the same thing as claiming that since the grossly obese can't dodge spoons, they're experts on nutrition. It is a stupid argument. Being a victim does not make you an expert. Being related to a victim does not make you an expert. What it does is it makes you impassioned. It makes you impassioned. It develops an agenda, and you become blinded to your own ignorance. Carolyn McCarthy, soon to be retired Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy, built her entire political career on the fact that her husband and son were shot by a deranged racist. And she spent her entire career attempting to ban guns as a result. But she was ignorant as to what she was talking about. She's the one that said the barrel shroud is a thingy that you put up on your shoulder. No, it isn't. It's a little thingy with holes in it that goes over the barrel. That's why it's called a barrel shroud. That's the kind of thingy it is. And despite that abject ignorance, she ran on it and got elected. I, as a Second Amendment advocate and as a human being, whenever I see someone get shot by one of these nuts, I want to defend them. If I could have gotten between Gabrielle Giffords and Jared Lee Loeffner and had something that he thought he was the only one with pointed at him, I would do it. If I could get between Adam Lanza and those children, I would do it. If I could have gotten between Aaron Alexis and that naval yard, I would do it. I would do it even if I know that they're going to come out with this impassioned, ignorant argument based solely upon emotion. But unlike them, I've actually looked at the data. Most of us that walk around the street today, in the United States today, the chances of us ever getting shot in a mass shooting incident are somewhat akin to being attacked by a great white shark somewhere in Iowa. Statistically, it is such a blip that it does not exist in the grand scheme of things. Most of your murders and shootings of that sort occur in the gangs. Okay. The one half of the 1%. Okay. While I look at those aberrations for what they are, and what are they? Well, one thing is they're sort of unpreventable in some cases. When somebody can go out and legally obtain a weapon, but they have a goal, and everybody's ignoring the signs, well, that is a recipe for disaster. But it is unavoidable. Now, it is capable of being stopped with the right response in place, but there's no way to prevent that action from being attempted. Let's put it that way. We have to be cognizant of the fact that going through some sort of trauma, in this case being shot by a mass shooter, only gives them experience with their personal part in the trauma. They get no special wisdom from that. It is that does not come with the round that hits them. What they get is they get noticed by the gun-grabbing community. That's all they get. So, let's look at these people for what they are. They're not saints. They should not be canonized. We should do everything in our power to keep more people from being like them, simply because that's a human thing to do. But at the same time, if it happens to them, if the unavoidable happens to them, if they get in the way of a bullet in the middle of a mass shooting, they are not something special from that point on. It's not like they've been granted through some epiphany. I was for guns until I was shot, and then I realized how dangerous they are in the hands of the common man. Sure. If you're going to believe people like that, I mean, because that's a cult. Well, that's almost a cult thing. Looking at somebody who's been shot and saying, oh, don't do that. Let's flip into the next hour, shall we? I didn't even look at the time. We will continue on with the beatdown on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.